At the end of Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu passes away, Vayechal Yaakov l'tavosas banav v'yasof raglav el hamitav v'yigvav v'yasof el amav v'yipol Yosef al pnei aviv v'yevko lav v'yishaklo. So after Yaakov passes away, Yosef kisses him, which is not the normal procedure for someone that passes away. So Reb Chaim comments that usually we don't do such things because a mez is gadish betuma, and that would be pogeim hanefesh hanoshekes. But Yaakov Avinu lo mez, so that wasn't a normal misa, and therefore this activity on the part of Yosef was appropriate or not inappropriate. Then the next pasuk, vayitzav Yosef v'savadav v'sarofim lachano desaviv v'yachantu arofim es Yisrael. So they mummified or did chanita on Yaakov Avinu, and then later on in the Seder at the very end, on Yosef as well. So we've discussed in the past the tshuva of the Nod Behuda about autopsies, and that's not our focus this evening, but the Nod Behuda and that famous tshuva, Yerodea Simen Reish Yud, in the presentation of the Shoel's argument, one of the rayas that the Shoel brings, that perhaps an autopsy would not be a violation of Nivel Hames, or not a prohibited kind of Nivel Hames, is from the Chanita of Yaakov and Yosef, that that was Lichvodam, that was Lichvod Hames, and where there are other considerations, that could trump that which otherwise would be a Nivel Hames. But what I want to talk about this evening is a corollary, not so much a Nivel Hames, but the Isser Hanamin Hames, where this tshuva that Nod Behuda is quoted for that reason as well. So there's a literature dating back to 1906. There was a back and forth in a Torah journal out of Hungary called Vayelaket Yosef, of all things. And the initial question that was posed in that Torah journal in 1906 was as follows. There's an article written by Rabbi Yisrael Dendrovitz, Rosh Beis Medrash Be'er HaAvos, in a kovetz called Eitz Chaim, in which he quotes some of the back and forth here, and a little bit of historical background, which we will touch as we go on. So the shaila that was presented in this kovetz was, Isha chas shava chayim lanu chay. You saw someone passes away, V'rotzim habanim la'asos photographia. And after he passed away, his children wanted to commission a photograph of the Nifter. Kishavia munach baron, as the Nifter is laying, awaiting burial. Kilonish army men at Tumunas partufo, because they didn't have any other photographs. Shielahem zecher olam tumunas aviam, so they wanted to have a lasting memory of their deceased father. They wanted to take a picture of him after he passed away. Is that appropriate? So the question, the way he frames it, is one of the Isser Hana'a Min HaMeis. So this be a violation of the Isser Hana'a Min HaMeis. So how is, what is the general gather of the Isser Hana'a Min HaMeis? So the source for this is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara on Daf Kaftes Amid Beis has the following. The Mishnah has a whole list of Isuri Hana. The Gemara says, Yayim Inayin. So how do we know that there is an Isser of Yayin Akum, Yayin Nesach, quotes a Pasuk, Mazevach Aser Banaf, Yayin Ami Aser Banaf, Zevach Gufe Minolan, Dechsiv, Vayis Medula Baal Pa'or, Vayach Luzev Chay Mesim, Ma meis aser bahana, azevach nami aser bahana. Okay, so the Gemara presupposes that there's an iser hana min ames, and then learns out from the iser hana min ames to the iser hana of zivchei akum or zivchei of avodazara. Ubeis gufei mina, but how do we taka know that there's an iser hana min ames? Asya. Sham Sham Meglarufa, Xera Sham for Meglarufa, Batama Sham Miriam, Biarfu Sham is Agalab and Achal, Malahal and Aser Bahanov, Kanami, Aser Bahanov. Fine. So the Gemara derives that there is an Isser Hana'a Min Hames. Mishan Erchen Zayin Amid Beis. Ha'isha Sheyatza Leharag. If we're executing a woman, Misas Bezdin, Eimam Tino Lashetelet. Even though she's pregnant, we kill her with the embryo. Ha'isha Sheyashval Mashber. She's already in labor, Mam Tino Lashetelet. We wait for her to give birth. Ha'isha Shenerga. If she's killed, Misas Bezdin, Nen and Misara, you're allowed to benefit from her hair. Ask the Gemara, why is that so? So the Gemara's final conclusion is that we're talking about Peonach, we're talking about a Sheitel, we're talking about where it's not her natural hair. And that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Mem Tes. Meis Bein Ove Kachav and Bein Yisrael Tachricha Vasurim Bana. So the mace itself, and the tachricha marasar bana. So the Nosei Kalim point out that the machlokas Rishonim, is this really true by Mesei Akum? The half the Rishonim understand that there is no Isser Hana by Mesei Akum, and the Nosei Kalim say even if there is an Isser Hana, may only be Darabanan, but for Yisrael may be Daraisa, fine. And then in Sif Beis, that's a qualification of the Sheitel, that things are not, the things that are tied to the mace but aren't part of the mace, so that may not be Aser Bahana. So that's the basic presentation, that there is an Iser Hana Minames. So the anonymous Shoel, the one who poses Shaila in this Torah journal, assumes in his opening salvo that there's no Iser Hana Minames if you take a picture. Hana Minames means that if you take something off the body, your nana directly from the body in a tangible way, then that would be an Isra Na. But simply to take a picture would not be considered an Isra Na. And therefore, there should be no problem photographing a person who has passed away. So the initial response to the query posed in this journal was from a Rav Yitzchak Weiss. These are all Hungarian Rabbanim, who subsequently published his tshuva in his Tshuvas Siach Yitzchak, Simen Taf Samech Gimel. So he writes there as follows. The first he quotes a Sefer Bina Le'itim of Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz wrote a thin Sefer on the Rambam Hilchos Yontiv, which I confess I never looked at inside until this evening. And I couldn't find it. It was old print, and it wasn't clear where in the Sefer this appears. I couldn't find it, but I'll take the Siach Yitzchak at his word. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz writes this. So he quotes Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz saying he got the following Shiloh. Al Dvar Echad Sheratza L'Sabev Im Nefel Shahaisala Tsura Mishuna. So someone had miscarried, and the miscarried fetus had a odd appearance, a non-standard appearance. And this person wanted to parade around town showing off this nafel. Kidei Laharos Chazusa Larabim Sheyilunul Prutas. So he wanted to make money by showing off this nafel. They thought the people would give coins into his collection box for showing off this nafel. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz was asked a shayla, and he said that's aser because there's an iser hana min ames, and the iser hana min ames, it sounds like, doesn't only apply if you take something off the mace or you tangibly use part of the mace, but it applies to deriving benefit from looking at the mace as well. And then the Baal Siach Yitzchak quotes the following din. Beis Yosef writes in Hilchos of Azara Simen Kufla Amid Gimel. He quotes this from yeah, he quotes a Sefer. One second. He quotes a Sefer Ora Shachar, which is a encyclopedic alphabetically arranged work from the late 1800s. So there they quote this Rabbi Yonos Leibishitz, they quote the following Mar Mokum as well. Beisosif in Kuf Lama Gimel, Kasa Baruch Haschayim, B'Shem Arayvid, Nira She'asr Laseis Yayin B'Kli B'Yad Goy HaMachriz, Lar Oso Lat Imo. So you're not allowed to give wine or pour wine into the Kli that a guy is going to be holding, and the guy is going to be showing this off. So when you pour it into the guy's Kli, now it becomes Stam Yenam. And now the guy's going to show it off. So if he's showing it off and it's your wine that now is Yai Nesach, so you're Nana from the fact that he's showing it off. You want it to exist. And that's quoted there in Shulchan Aruch, Kufla Megimel Sifhei. So that seems to be another indication that you could violate an Isser Hana even by observing something, a Bahabata, short of actual physical Hana. And then the Siach Yitzchak quotes the Nod Bihuda that we started with. And I find the Rai a little bit difficult, because in the actual presentation, the way the Nod Bihuda presents the question, let's just look at his language together. So back there in Simon Reish Yud, the question of autopsies is presented as follows. Hashela Shabala from London, B'maisa she'ira sham be'echa she'chala b'cholia even b'kiso, gallstones or whatever it was, barofim chaschu kedarkam be'esek refuah b'maka kazu, and they cut it up, they performed an autopsy. Below also la trufa. I'm sorry, before that. They tried to do some surgical procedure and it didn't work and he died. V'nishalu sham chachmei ha'ir, emutr lachtoch beguf ha'meis b'malkam hazad. Then they wanted to do an autopsy afterwards, kidei liros b'mofeis shorish ha'maka hazost, in order to see the source of the illness. In order to educate themselves as to how to better treat this disease. So he writes that they are you allowed to cut up the body in order to observe the condition. So the Siach Yitzchak says, oh, you see from there, he's talking about an Isser Hana from observing the mace. But the point isn't the observation, the point is the cutting, the nevel of mace. That's his context. That they were talking about, can you cut up the mace? The fact that you would look at it is a byproduct of the cutting up, but the problem is the nevel of mace, which is a separate isser, and not the hanas of mace, I think. But then he acknowledges the following tshuva of the Machane Chaim. Machane Chaim is from the family of the Chasam Sofer, so we're still in Hungary. Machane Chaim Chele Beis Yeredeya Simen Samech. So he addresses a similar shaila about certain medical procedures that involve an iser potential iser anam and ames. So he writes that iser anam and ames would be if one were to take part of a dead body and grind it up and use it for medicine or use it to treat someone. But to simply observe a dead body in order to, not talking about the cutting of the body, not talking about autopsy per se, but to observe a dead body and to learn something from that observation would not be an Isser Hana. He says, after all, there's no me'ila if you observe kachim. There's no iser histaklus bekachim, because we assume that kol mar v'reach ein bo mishum me'ila. So even where there's an iser me'ila, there's an iser hana, there's no iser histaklus. He says, by the same token, you're not allowed to be moel, to be nana from the klei hamikdash, but there's no iser to look at the klei hamikdash. There's no iser if a craftsman wanted to observe the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash and derive some kind of professional benefit from looking at the Klei HaMikdash, that wouldn't be an Isser Me'ila. And he says, even more than that, if there is a problem of an Isser Hanah b'histaklus b'meis, then how do we explain the Gemara in Ksubis that Rabbeinu HaKadosh came every Friday night and made Kiddush for his family? Ksubis Kuf Gimel, right? So if there's an Isser histaklus b'meis, then how did Rabbi come back and make Kiddush for his family and be machshel everyone in the B'nai Bayis from the Isser histaklus b'meis or Isser Hanah b'meis? He says, Ein Hanah Gedola Mizu, that a woman and the wife and kids should see the deceased husband come back to visit them every Friday night. And the Chahena v'Chahena, he has other rayas to demonstrate what the initial assumption was, that Isser Hanah doesn't mean an Isser Histaklus. Hanah requires a physical benefit, a tangible benefit, but simply observing would not be a violation of the Isser Hanah. So the Siach Yitzchak acknowledges this Machane Chayim that takes a contrary position, but he thinks that the thrust of the din should be that there is an Isser Hanah even in observing a mace and then by extension taking a picture of a mace. And then he quotes the following story. He quotes this from the Baal Mechaber Masad Yushalayim. Baal Mechaber Masad Yushalayim, who was Rav Moshe Aryeh Leib Litch Rosenbaum, who is the great, 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 great grandfather's, Avi Rosenbaum's great, 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 great grandfather's brother, who was dying in Pressburg in the time of the Ksav Sofer. So this Rav Moshe Aryeh Leib Litch Rosenbaum writes in what he says is an unpublished tshuva about a famous story that Ra'alaya Maisa, it was not a good thing, Masha Asu, Shel Acher Shemei Sagon Maria Sad, after Maria Sad passed away, Tam and the Chasim Sofer, so after he died, they took a picture of him, or they reproduced his image, in order to be able to sell the picture. And he found this very objectionable because a mace is aser bana. So how could they have taken a picture of the Maria Sad after he died? And they, in this article, in this Eitz Chaim journal, they reproduced that famous picture of the Maria Sad sitting in a chair, fully dressed, holding a sefer, which apparently was produced after he passed away. In this article, they quote from the biography of the Maria Sad that they write, that the Maria Sad never allowed his image or his picture to be taken and never saw a picture of himself. So that we may have discussed once before. I don't recall if we discussed in this forum, but most Rishonim assume that there is no Isser of Tzuras Adam in taking a one-dimensional or a two-dimensional picture. The only problem is a three-dimensional picture. That's what Rov Rishonim assume. That's why most Poskim assume and practice that photography, human photography is mutter, as opposed to photography of the sun and the moon, which is usher. But there is a minority opinion, Rishon, Ramban, Ritva, who are machmir, Avodazar, Mem Gimel, different Malkiel's machmir, Chela Gimel, Simen Mem Ches. And in certain places, the Natiya was to be machmir, either Mikra Adin or Mimidas Chasidus, like with the Piskei Tshuva quotes, Kuf Mem Aleph Aleph from the Yavitz. Yaakov Emden writes both in the Tshuva and in his autobiography, the Megillah Sefer, that when his father, the Chacham Tzvi, came to London, some people commissioned a portrait of him without his knowledge, and he was very upset about it. One time I visited London, they told me that as a result of that Maisa, the Chacham Tzvi was so upset at the community in London that he cursed them that there should never be a successful yeshiva in London, which apparently was Mekuyam Ad Zmanenu. But that might have been a mitzvah chassidus. But anyway, among in certain Hasidic communities, Hungarian communities, it was not acceptable to take pictures. Around the biography, Rabbi Assad never allowed his picture to be taken. But after he died, there were Talmidim that wanted to take his picture. So they dressed him the big day Shabbos, and they put him on his chair, and they produced his picture. But he writes that this is the autobiography, the biography of the Maria Assad written by his grandson, that whoever took part in this event did not live out the year. Because this is an inappropriate abuse of a tzaddik. And they also write in the biography there that Maria Assad, Akide Kach, didn't know what he looked like. That he was once waiting with the Ksav Sofer to talk to the king in a big waiting room that was full of mirrors. And the Maria Assad looked up and he saw a very holy image in the mirror, in the reflection. And he said to the Ksav Sofer, who is that? That I see the Shekhinah is above that person. Let's go greet him. And the Ksav Sofer said, that's you. So that's the representation that Maria Assad didn't know what he looked like. Be that as it may, so there's this story about the Maria Assad being photographed after he passed away. And in this article, in this Eitz Chaim journal, the author points out from other sources that the reason for the photography may have been less selfish, but in order to raise money for the Maria Assad's unmarried daughter to cover her Hachdasa's Kal expenses, and that it raised a lot of money for the family. Additionally, there's another story that he quotes that the Shagas Aryeh was also, his image was reproduced posthumously. After he passed away, there was an image taken of him, and the story is about the existence of that and how that happened as well. So after the Siach Yitzchak wrote his tshuva in this journal, then the anonymous Shoel responded, and the Shoel accepted to some extent the argument of the Siach Yitzchak, but he suggested that maybe you could meet halfway. That he said, if the story about the Maria side is true, then there are two things that were inappropriate. Number one, the bizayon ames of photographing him after he passed away, because a tzaddik who refused to be photographed in his lifetime, so that's a bizayon to photograph him after he passed away. And number two, maybe there's an isser schora with that picture, because maybe if taking the picture may not be an isser v'anam in ames, but selling the picture, maybe that's an Isser Hana'a Minames. Then he says, well, maybe the justification was people thought that it's the Kiyum of Demus Diukno. So Yosef was saved by seeing Demus Diukno of Yaakov Avinu. So maybe there's a justification in preserving such a picture, not for sale, but for the benefit of the children, that they should have a visible Demus Diukno to point to remember their father from. Okay. In the Tshuvas of the Dvar Yeshua, Yeshua Ehrenberg, dying in Tel Aviv, so he raises another direction of a possible objection to this practice, independent of a formal Isser Hana'a Min Hames. So, number one, he raises the question that even if it's not an Isser Hana'a Min Hames, maybe it's a kind of a bizayon slash a kind of bizayon. So just as the Gemara indicates in Bava Basra Kuf Nadal in the context of Nivel Ames, that uncovering Pnei Ames is a form of Nivel Ames. So taking a picture is no better or no worse than uncovering Pnei Ames. And maybe that's inappropriate because it's a certain level of bizayon, even if it's not a formal Isser Hana'a Min Hames. And then he raises the Gemara in Horius, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, "Hamistakev with Neames, Kasha Lelibud." That one of the things that harms a person's memory or impedes his ability to process his learning is be mistakel bifnei hames. So he says, how do you know that be mistakel bifnei hames is only if you're staring at the mace? Maybe mistakel bifnei hames is also looking at a picture of a mace. So given that there's no rayim v'chrachas in either direction, but he says if you don't want to take chances with something that could have significant consequences in affecting your ability to learn. So he thinks it's appropriate to be machmer and choshesh, that even looking at a picture of a mace would be kasha lilimudo. And then he says, even if you're going to argue that looking at the picture itself is not a violation of mistakel bifnei hames, but the person who took the picture had to look at the mace. So what right does the person who took the picture have to take the picture? That's definitely a violation of being mistakel bifnei hames. And you're not allowed to do anything that could be goreim a impediment or goreim some minia to your Talmud Torah. So if the Gemara tells you that doing so is going to potentially hamper your Talmud Torah, you're not allowed to do it. They also quote Sefer Chassidim, Tavkuf Lama Gimel, which is quoted by Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch, that Ein Manichim Lenachri Liros Es Hameis Bekever. So the Sefer Chassidim with that explanation writes, and again Rabbi Kiveger quotes it on the side of Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to let a Nachri look at a mace Bekever. So that also they point out should be thrown into the mix over here. So the bottom line, there are riots of Khan al-Khan, but a compelling case might be able to be made, probably the Muska Rishon, that there's no formal Isser Hana'a from taking or looking at a photograph of a mace, because more intuitively, even though there seem to be some contrary riots, more intuitively, based on precedent, that's not called an Isser Hana'a, but there may be other ancillary concerns of a bizayon emes or lack of kavod emes, mistakel bifnei emes, which would seemingly make it ill-advised. So that one famous or infamous story of the Maariv Assad and the results or the reported results of what happened, which weren't so favorable, seem to indicate that whatever category you put this into, it's not an advisable practice.
This apply to news?
What do you mean?
If you're watching the news and there's a picture of a mace, or is it only if it was taken for the purpose of trying to be Mahana people?
The focus seems to be on the taking of it, but
the forgetting the learning bit of it.
Right. So, but that's the second, whether that din of Mistakel bifnei hames, there it's arguable that that only applies to Yisrael and not an Ochri. But it definitely is a presumably bizayon hames to, on some level, to look at a picture of a mace. And under most circumstances, there's probably a little reason to broadcast it from our perspective. It's whether if it's already being broadcast, you should look at it. So if it's a mace Yisrael, so this mistakel bifnei hames may be relevant.
Okay. They have a story about I don't know which scuttle it was, they were taking pictures of all the mesim by World War II, so that when they buried these mesim, the women would not become agunas.
Right,
I guess so
there is a compelling reason to do it. Right.
The other thing I was thinking, that Evan Hakis may not be gallstones. I was thinking that maybe bladder stones or kidney stones, but I don't know.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Good job.